Only have a couple of minutes? Here's the microaction moment from this episode to give you a quick lift. This time, from me, I want to tell you about how I managed to tame my inner critic. When I first started learning about self-compassion and the science behind all of its benefits, I was intrigued. I was kind of skeptical, though. So I decided to just start noticing what that little voice in my head was saying. And I have to say, I was horrified by how harsh it actually was. It was saying things like, "Ugh, why didn't you speak up in that meeting? What's wrong with you? Why can't you be a more playful, fun parent? Why aren't your kids signed up for all those activities? When are you ever going to get that project done? Why aren't you further on in your career? Why can't you manage to have a home-cooked sit-down dinner with the whole family every night like the neighbors do? Oh, wow, those jeans are tight." I mean, it was bad. So I decided to name my inner critic Aardnek, which is my name spelled backwards. And Aardnek gave me this instant mindfulness. It was like a great way to create some space, some distance between myself and that unhelpful inner critic. And having that space, that awareness, gave me the opportunity to soften what she was saying. So over time, I got better and better at being my own inner ally, and it made a huge difference. I felt a lot less stressed and more energized, and a lot more patient and appreciative of my kids.